B-Pod Studios.
Boston. Get up.
The Get Up Crew, Hot 96.9.
Get Up Crew. So whoever schedules Melissa's cheerleading competitions either needs to be fired or investigated because... Go ahead, tell your story. You got a big competition coming up this week.
Yeah. So I coach at an all-star gym and we have... big competition on Saturday. It's actually a whole weekend competition. It's at the Heinz Convention Center in Boston. Exciting.
And right now, if you're not into cheerleading, you're like, why would I want to go to the Heinz to see that? Hold on. There's more.
Okay. So apparently, a lot of our families have been have kids that we coach at the gym have been calling in because they found out that alongside the all-star cheerleading competition that has tens of thousands of athletes each day on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
There is also a cannabis convention.
Nice.
Like a hardcore cannabis convention. Like it vendors, people who sell paraphernalia, medical marijuana card people. Like it's all weed. Anything like, you know, if you go to like a bridal show or a bridal fair.
Yeah.
It's just like that. It's like all vendors. That all they do is smoke and sell weed.
And the parents are complaining because...
Parents are pissed because they just like, listen. Like, you know, I mean, listen. There's a lot of people that love the weed and like to smoke weed. But there's a lot of people that are like, you know, not necessarily wanting their kids around it. I understand that.
I think everyone's just going to be partying next door.
Listen,
just toking
Romero,
up.
Well, here's the thing. This is what I'm thinking. I think that these parents are thinking it's like the Freedom Rally.
Yeah.
Where everyone's just out smoking and getting high. And that's not what
this is
going to be.
That's not what it is.
And it's huge there.
It's
not. Right.
Hold on.
Look it up, Pebs.
And it's not like...
Apparently, it's been a big deal the last couple days. These parents are really upset.
You know, being like, hey, buy my CBD oil and stuff like that. And, and the thing is, people who are into that stuff, they dress normal. It's not like there's a...
Yeah.
It's not like it's a fetish convention or something weird like that.
Which that has happened by.
It has.
Oh, yeah. In the past couple years, they've had like these competitions at these huge arenas. And in the same place, there's been the fetish convention, swingers convention.
Really?
And couples walking around in like leather and like whips and chains and stuff. Yeah. They need to do a better job like when they're scheduling these things. Because you have these kids ages 5 to 18, you know, tens of thousands. And then you got tens of thousands of whatever it is.
Here's what
next
it is.
Door.
The parents aren't really scared about, you know, the kids seeing what's going on. The parents are scared that somebody who's...
spend too much money? Damn it!
And that they're going to get recognized. Henry?
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com. The place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.